A City of Airdrie employee has been named one of the top young innovators in the transportation industry, as part of Mass Transit Magazine's 13th annual 40 Under 40 competition. The U.S.-based trade magazine, which is dedicated to servicing the North American public transit industry, selected Chris McIsaac, Airdrie Transit Team Lead, as one of 40 young individuals making a name for themselves in the field of public transportation. According to a City of Airdrie Facebook post about McIsaac's accolade, selection in the top 40 list was based on nominated individuals who have shown innovation, demonstrated leadership, and a commitment to making an impact in the public transit industry. "One of my colleagues shared they had nominated me earlier this year," McIsaac said. "I made my way into the top 40, which is a very humbling honor. I always appreciate the recognition. This is reflective of the team that I work with here at the city. It's a great place to learn and grow." He added the award indicates he has earned the respect of his colleagues, which means a lot to him. "It's telling that someone sees in me qualities that they believe should be recognized," he said. "These are the people I work with every day, so if I've earned their respect and appreciation, and they see within me qualities that make me a great leader, then I know I must be doing something right." McIsaac started his career with the City of Airdrie in 2009, when he worked within the city's Economic Development Department. He later transitioned to the Transportation Department, and has been in his current role as team lead with Airdrie Transit for the last 11 years. "In my role, I oversee a team here at the city that does the administration and planning for transit services," he explained. "When you're in a position that you're a leader and you can see team members grow and contribute, that's a huge accomplishment." He added one of his proudest accomplishments during his tenure with the city's public transit department has been watching the growth of his colleagues and team members, witnessing them take on greater responsibilities, implement new projects, and make improvements to customer service. A second accomplishment he wanted to note is the opening of the city's transit hub last year, which McIsaac added as an achievement not just for the transit department, but for the city itself as it prepares for the future. "Knowing that we have this critical piece of infrastructure in place to support transit in the future is a pretty big deal," he said. "Not many within my industry will have the opportunity to be part of a project like this, as it only happens once every 50 or 60 years. It's certainly something that I will always look back on and say, I was part of that project." He said the transit department is one of the few areas within the municipal government's jurisdiction that can help the community connect both within and outside of Airdrie city limits. He added the concept of urban mobility is important to him. "It doesn't just start and stop with buses, there's opportunities for us to create other means for people to travel in our communities that are sustainable, that are efficient," he said. He added he is mindful of the future of the industry, which might include autonomous vehicles, adding he hopes to foster a more integrated transportation network in Airdrie that includes cycling, scooters, e-bikes, and pedestrian connectivity. "I'm very much a believer in a very aspirational approach to make transportation more accessible to everyone and to move away from depending on just personal vehicles," he said. "I think there's a better approach and better planning that we can take not just as the city, but as a society to keep people moving and doing it sustainably and environmentally friendly." McIsaac added the magazine recognition as one he would like to share with his Airdrie Transit colleagues, as he believes it is reflective of the great leaders that have guided and inspired him along the way. "I don't want to say this as an individual award because so much of what I have achieved to the point where I'm 39 now, not quite 40, is because others have helped me along the way," he said. "I truly believe if you have an open mind and heart, there's very limited things you won't accomplish in life." Carmen Cundy, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRCundy.